you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Netflix, the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay this morning. And while we're waiting, hopefully, to get our guest, also to give you a rundown of the way things are going. Because, you see, they have intentionally created this financial crisis. Nobody's going to tell you that. They're going to give you all the reasons why this is happening, you know, and the banks don't have any money to lend, or the banks are investing their money in the stock market and making tremendous amounts of money. But the real thing is that they are intentionally withholding money from our system. Our whole system, financial system, is based upon credit and the ability of people to borrow money. Unfortunately, we've got away from any sort of logic as far as money is concerned. Our whole society is based upon the ready availability of paper money, which is, of course, is created out of nothing. You must understand, we have money and then we have credit. And credit allows the banks to lend 10 times the amount of money that they hold in reserve. That's what they call the fractional reserve banking system. Sometimes they can even lend 20 times the amount of money they have, 30 times the amount of money they have, 40 times the amount of money they have. And, of course, right now banks can borrow from the Federal Reserve System at 0% interest. So all they have to do is borrow from the Federal Reserve System and make that money readily available. But they make this very, very complicated because they don't want you common people to understand. They're intentionally shutting off the economy of this country to create a crisis and impoverish our people. And this is exactly what they did back in the 1830s with Andrew Jackson. And you'll certainly want to read my May and June newsletters, and of course the current newsletter, the July newsletter, is well underway. We'll have that out just in a few days. Or you can certainly go up on the internet and pull down Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837, March 4th, 1837. Or, better still, maybe you'll get our Financial Armageddon syllabus that actually contains the full text of Andrew Jackson's farewell address, where he talks about how the banks had intentionally destroyed the economy, impoverished individuals. Our cities were struggling. Certainly there was a sense of gloom across our nation. It was the banking system created the crisis at that time, and the Brotherhood of Darkness, which controls the banking system at that time and controls it today, these same spiritual forces are withholding money today and have created a worldwide economic crisis. It didn't just happen by accident. It happened by intent, but they can't let the common people know that. Well, do we have Shelley on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Stan.
Okay, go right ahead. Well, this is Shelley Kelnitsky, and of course, we're going to be talking this morning about cell phones, about The danger of cell phones, and of course, one of the things that really brought this to my attention was an article that a friend of mine brought me. He's an alumnus of the University of Washington, and in their alumni bulletin, they talked about how one of their scientists had actually determined that cell phone radiation would alter DNA, and of course, that could be a precursor to cancer. But when the University of Washington was going to have that paper published, they were actually threatened, and they received frank threats, don't you dare put that information out. Well, I have the article. You can still probably pull it down from the Internet just by typing in cell phone radiation, University of Washington threats. Why would you start threatening people? Because you don't want them to know the truth. Why don't you want them to know the truth? Because the cell phone industry is very, very significant. It makes a lot of money, but more than that. If you have a cell phone with you, they can track where you are. They can listen to your conversation, even when your cell phone is turned off. If they have the right software installed, what a wonderful way of tracking everyone in America. Whatever the motivation, they don't want you to know that there is a danger and a significant danger associated with cell phones. And with that, Shelley, you pick up the story.
Well, as Dr. Stan, I got involved in this whole thing when I saw a show on ABC 2020 on the fall of 99, and they did a 20-minute segment on cell phone dangers showing testing from Europe that indicated the potential health risks. And the cell phone people denied there was a problem, and they're still denying it today. It tweaked my interest, and I started researching online studies going back 15, 20 years. They were positive, negative, inconclusive. And then I found products that claimed to block radiation. I had companies send them to me, and they were all phonies, phony shields and discs, etc. They had no valid testing from any recognized lab. By pure luck, I found patented material in Asia that claimed to block radiation. I had them send me a piece, and I tested it through a universal testing method, and the material blocked 99% of the radiation from penetrating the material. This patented material was developed to protect workers in radioactive environments for their clothing, and it's still used that way today in nuclear plants. So in January of 2000, I created the Wave Shield, sent it to a U.S. government-approved lab to test on phones, and we got great results. Now, when a call comes in, it comes in off the antenna of the phone. Half the radiation goes into space. The rest forms around the side of the head where you hold the phone against your ear, and runs through the body of the phone. The Wave Shield does not block that. What we're blocking is the radiation that comes through the holes, the slit, the circle that you listen through, that goes directly into the soft tissue of your inner ear where all the nerves and blood cells are, because the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and most of the reports of tumors and health problems have been directly behind the ear. So that was our focus, and our first shield, the Wave Shield 1000, blocked up to 97% of that radiation going into your ear without affecting reception. Then, Dr. Stan, when I discovered that cordless phones are equal or worse than cell phones, I created a larger version about the size of a quarter because the listening area is bigger, and I'm on a cordless phone now 8-9 hours a day. Cordless phones used to be a weak radio signal. If you left the room, went outside, you lost the call. Well, now you can be a block and a half, 2 blocks from the base. You do not lose the call. So we've gone from 200 megahertz of radio wave to 900 megahertz of microwave, 5.8 gigs of power. Then I created a website called the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, cprnews.com. And if you go to cprnews.com, click on World News. I have posted over 170 studies from around the world, and only two are from
the U.S. Hold that thought, Shelley. We'll be back in just a moment with Shelley Kalinske talking about the dangers of cell phones, dangers that you're not going to hear about. Well, what a convenient way to say.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan. We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Life as we know it is about to change. Storm clouds are on the horizon. The economy, wars, rumors of wars, the flu pandemic, rising crime, and the spirit of fear. Prepare for troublesome times with peace of mind. Terra Canyon Ranch is looking for like-minded